isolation and loneliness can have a big impact on human health. And it may be one of the biggest challenges facing rural seniors. Carol Lofton takes a look at how home meal delivery programs are not only delivering food, but human interaction.
How you doing, Tim?
Doing pretty good.
Hello.
I made salmon cakes for you today.
Well, great. I like salmon cakes.
I hope you like them.
Cheryl Powell lives in senior housing in Nitro. She's almost 64 years old and has been receiving Meals on Wheels for a couple of years.
Because I've had strokes and different things going wrong with my body.
After her strokes, Powell really couldn't get out to grocery shop or go anywhere for that matter.
It makes a big difference because for nutrition-wise, it's good for me because I've just now started where I could go out and go to the store. I mean, and I'm blind in this eye, and I'm getting cataracts on this one, so it's hard.
She said her mom tries to help her, but her mom is in her 80s and is having health issues of her own.
The things I love about the home delivery program is if our driver's 5 minutes late, the senior's calling. And that lets me know exactly how important that interaction is with the senior.
That's William Carpenter, director of Lincoln County Senior Services.
You know, it's not just simply delivering a meal. It's a friend showing up at the door every day. And to me, that's the most important aspect of that program.
The new national report on healthy aging found that 1 in 3 American seniors report being lonely, which is a huge deal in terms of the potential impact on health. Lori Thiek is a professor of nursing at West Virginia University who has conducted several studies on loneliness.
Well, we know that loneliness has a negative impact on human health. Let me just say that. And it also is linked quite clearly to inflammatory problems like hypertension, coronary artery disease, stroke, and depression. And we know that it leads to functional decline and overall mortality in older adult samples globally, from many countries.
Thiek says loneliness in seniors may be worse in Appalachia due to a couple of factors.
Rurality is a predictor for loneliness, and we suspect that our prevalence rates are higher. Nationally, the prevalence is about 16-17% for adults age 50 and older. And so in West Virginia, we're seeing that, for example, in one study we did of older adults, we only had one person that was technically not lonely, and many, many of our older adults had some perception of loneliness.
Debbie Young pulls into the parking lot of senior housing in South Charleston and fishes out a hot meal.
You know, we take them, you know, balanced meals. They get a fruit, a vegetable, a protein, and we don't take them dessert, really. Yogurt's what they're getting today.
Young works for the Kanawha Home Delivery Meal Program as a driver.
Some of them, I know I'm the only person that sees them at all.
Health professionals say simple interactions, such as chatting with the mailman or a meal delivery person, can have some impact on loneliness, but the amount of impact varies from person to person. Carpenter, director of Lincoln County Senior Services, says he suspects it's a lot.
Like I said, it means so much for a very simple program to those seniors.
Yet across the state, home meal programs like Meals on Wheels struggle with funding. Meals on Wheels gets funding from both the federal and state governments, but the federal reimbursement rates haven't changed in years, while the cost of providing the service, wages, gas, maintenance on vehicles, has risen. The state has increased their portion to try and make up the difference, which Carpenter says has helped, but it's still not enough. So some programs have had to move from delivering 5 days a week to 3.
Well, I know in Lincoln County, we have around 25 people on the wait list. However, you know, our funding has been so low for such a long period of time, we've not actively recruited people. I guarantee you, if I went in Lincoln County and looked, I could come up with 100 people. And that's the situation we're in. We love what we do, but with funding, we can't promote the services to the seniors for fear they'll use them because of costs. And that's a sad situation.
Cheryl Powell, who we met at the beginning of this story, says for her, Meals on Wheels is more about the food than the loneliness. She's pretty social and hangs out with people in her building a lot. But without the program, she said she'd be eating primarily from the vending machine. For others, for whom the Meals on Wheels driver is the only person they see, reducing days means they literally don't see someone that day. And with 27,000 West Virginians turning 60 every year, the burden on programs like these is only expected to grow. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.